Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I love you, Lord, all my heart, all my soul, with all of my strength. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. I love to study and meditate upon your word and contemplate on your statutes. I love the seminary, love the classes, the interaction, the discussion, as I continue to grow in my fear and knowledge of you. I love Hebrew. Sort of like the Greek. Love the Hebrew. And Lord, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get out into the parish so that I can do your will and preach and teach and rightly administer. I love you, Lord. But the people? Not so much. So you're out there in the parish, and you discover, much to your shock, that there's a member who is out to get you. They are your nemesis. Everything you do, they undo. Everything you say, they contradict. Everything you accomplish in a meeting, they unravel in the parking lot. They are at every turn and around every corner, and they're making the ministry a purgatory of frustration. But one day, they slip up. One day, they trip up, and you have them by the short hairs. Yes, they have now done something that you have every right to smote them for. The Lord has delivered your enemy into your hands. And so you go into their presence with witnesses, guns ablazing, rending asunder, and they repent. No, I had them. They were mine. I had them right where I wanted them. And now they're right where God wants them. Justice and mercy, intention. Jonah, Jonah, Jonah. The most successful missionary in the Old Testament, albeit the most reluctant. Everywhere Jonah goes, people are converting in droves. Even when he's running away from doing God's will, running away from his duty, sailors are hitting their knees worshiping Yahweh. Jonah hates it. The grace and mercy of God are evil in his sight. Jonah hates people. Well, I mean, at least those people. Jonah sees the justice and the mercy of God in tension, and he would rather die than see mercy win the day. But hey, you know, a boatload of sailors in comparison to Jonah, entire city of Nineveh. Jonah? 120,000 to one. 120, more than 120,000 souls saved and only one lost. That sounds like an ablaze moment to me. I mean, the encounter counter is spinning here. And yet, the Lord goes to Jonah. He leaves the 99 and he seeks out the one. In his mercy, the Lord goes to Jonah. In his grace, he provides a plant to shade and protect him. But in his justice, he sends a worm to kill the plant and a scorching wind to cook Jonah. Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Do you see how it is, Jonah? get it? Do you see how it is my mercy and justice intention? Do you get it? And he tells them, Jonah, this is not a you and them thing. This is a you and me thing. Jonah, your relationship to me is defined by your relationship to others. Do you get it? Justice and the mercy of God, intention. And when the two butt heads, it is the mercy of God which prevails. The pagan sailors, they get it. The idolatrous Ninevites, they get it. Not Jonah. Pagans and Gentiles are placed on equal footing with Israel, and people are repenting all over the place, but not Jonah. Jonah's the only unrepentant sinner to be found here. What does this mean? I mean, so what's the rest of the story? The book of Jonah ends with no ending. What does this mean for Jonah? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Where do we find Jonah's current address? Well, we hear it as the Lord God appointed a great fish to swallow down Jonah. Jonah was in the belly of this great fish for 3 days and 3 nights. We see it in his neighboring prophet Micah, but you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little among the clans of Judah, from you will come one for me who will rule over Israel. And ultimately, of course, the book of Jonah finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the one who shows that justice and mercy of God intention. The battle which mercy wins with a decisive victory. 3 days in the belly of the earth swallowing up death. 3 nights removing the shadow, the veil, the covering that covers all peoples. Our gracious and merciful God, abounding, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, has sent his Son. In justice, he has provided a sacrifice and pounded the nails. In mercy, he has cleansed from sin and death that all might be saved. Pagans, Gentiles, Israelites, friends, enemies, that all people might be saved. Jonah, do you get it? Justice and mercy for all. Do you understand? In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.